Chapter 15. Harsh Words. One morning in late August, Sharkey said to me, "Folks will forget about Jewel and Rudy's bravery now the excitement is cooling, and they may consider them pests again. I need to get them under control." So he and I finally hitched up the next two rungs on the fence. The gate worked well, and it still fastened with the cone-shaped wooden peg that fit tightly into place. "This should keep Jewel contained," he said. Sharkey paid me $2 more for the work I did on the fence. Now that I had some money saved, I was thinking I might ask Mara to the movies up at Tavernier. The government sent films down for the veterans, and we locals were allowed to attend for a fee. About a week later, Dad and I were waiting for the train when Jewel and Rudy came meandering up the street, big as life. They had already made their usual stops at the hotel and the houses along the way. "I thought you and Sharkey had the corral finished. How did Jewel get out?" Dad asked. "Beats me. Sharkey keeps the gate latched, and now the fence is too high for Jewel to jump. At least I think it is. Of course, at this point, nothing Jewel could do would surprise me." Within 10 minutes or so, Sharkey came down the road with a rope. He saw us at the train station and stopped. "Have you seen..." "Yep, we saw them go by. Looks like they were heading toward the Robinson's house," Dad answered. "How did Jewel escape?" I asked, puzzled. "You know that latch we made with the cone-shaped plug? Well, Jewel has figured out how to work it. I've noticed her investigating that latch as she hangs around the gate, and I saw her chewing on the plugs a few times. Then today, by golly, she pulled it clear out of the lock with her teeth and pushed open the gate." "I don't believe it," Dad said, laughing. "Believe it, Doug," Sharkey said. "That mule is just too intelligent for the likes of us ordinary humans." The following day, Sharkey saddled up Jewel and took her for a ride. I stayed behind with Rudy and added a knotted rope to the gate. Until Sharkey gets a lock and chain, Jewel will have to chew a lot more rope in order to escape, I told Rudy, who sat by watching me. Maybe she'll get discouraged and stay put for a change. When Sharkey returned, he was grinning like an alligator. "She's a good riding mule, that's for sure. Most mules run when they see you coming with a harness or saddle. But not Jewel. She's only too glad to oblige," he bragged. "And, for your information, Jake, my feet don't drag on the ground. She's plenty big enough." "You were right," I admitted. He put Jewel back into the corral, and we began painting Sharky's boxcar. This time, a bright shade of red paint that Dad had on sale. "This looks like a caboose," I said when we had finished one side of the car. Just as we were getting ready to begin the other side, Mara and Star appeared from the road. "Hi, Jake," Star called. She ran over and gave me a hug. "We're real busy here, Star," I said, brushing her aside. Then she noticed Jewel all saddled up in the corral. "Can I have a ride on Jewel?" she asked Sharkey. "Star, don't go around asking for things all the time," I said. "You're being a pest." "I'm not a pest, Jake." Her mouth quivered and her eyes filled with tears. Mara took Star's hand. "I'm sorry we bothered you, Jake, but we came to see Sharkey." "You can have a ride, Star," Sharkey called, letting Jewel out of the corral. "Come on over here. Jewel's waiting for you." Star smiled and ran to him. Sharkey lifted my sister into the saddle and she beamed, although she was still wiping a few tears from her cheeks. "It doesn't take much to be nice, Jake. Sharkey, Jewel, and Rudy are nicer to your sister than you are," Mara said, glaring at me. "Someday you'll regret all the mean things you say to Star." "I'm sorry," I said meekly. "Don't tell me you're sorry. Tell your sister." Sharkey led Jewel around the house and down to the shore, with Rudy pacing along in front of them. Jewel walked slowly and gently, as if she knew to be careful with Star. I could hear Sharkey talking to Star. "Deep in the sand under there, baby turtles are waiting to hatch. Pretty soon they'll be digging their way out and heading to sea." When the ride was over, I was the one who lifted Star off Jewel. "Did you have a nice ride?" Star nodded, but eyed me cautiously. "Thank you, Sharkey," Mara said, ignoring me. The reason we came by was to tell you that there's news about a hurricane heading this way. The veterans were talking about it at the post office this morning. I had heard something about a hurricane, too, Sharkey said. August is a bad time for storms, all right. But I also heard it's not likely to hit here. Let's hope not. We just thought we'd tell you, in case you needed to get prepared. Mara took Star's hand and headed up the path. Bye-bye, Rudy. Bye-bye, Jewel. Bye, Jake. Star blew kisses to Sharky. Thank you for the ride, Sharky. Hey, Mara, I called, trying to make amends. Would you like to go fishing again this afternoon? Mara kept on walking and didn't answer.